Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Mile High Club.
I am one of your pilots tonight, Jasmine.
I might be a co-pilot tonight, depends on what role I'm playing. And flying with me tonight, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. What's going on? This is King Noir. How you doing tonight, Jasmine?
I am doing very well. A little relaxed and looking forward to tonight's topic.
What we got in store for tonight?
Tonight we're talking about role play. A new fun favorite of mine.
Yeah, that's been a favorite of mine for a long time.
I know, and I can't wait to hear about some of your experiences so I can go play them out somewhere.
Tell me, what do you enjoy about role play, Jasmine?
So far, I haven't had very many experiences to date, but even just toying around with some ideas has been fun, just being able to escape into, you know, a fantasy world, giving myself and my partner permission to try things that maybe we wouldn't normally try. But before we get too into our own experiences and thoughts, we should probably define role play for our listeners.
Look at you, all astute and everything. Come ahead. Makes me think of a lot of people's, well, one of the top role play scenarios, but we'll go ahead with your definition first.
Yeah, well, you know, it seems pretty straightforward, but you know how many people we meet and they automatically make an assumption that, you know, role play is a guy showing up in a cop uniform or a fireman uniform. I mean, that could be it too, but there's so many different ways. So
men always got to have a job in women's fantasies. What is up with that?
Yes, they do, because that's what they
do. Dudes always got to have a 401k and be able to claim y'all kids on their taxes. They got to have everything together in a fantasy, like smash out. Like, dudes' fantasies are real simple. But anyway, go ahead.
No, that is not true. Okay, because we're gonna talk about some smash out fantasies of role play. But anyways, so role play is when two or more people take on a personality, trait, or an action, and a mannerism that aren't their own in order, like you said, to act out a scenario in the context of intimacy. So not charades. We're talking about the real deal here.
Not fictionary.
No.
All right.
But you mentioned, so there's lots of different types of role play, and we'll talk about some of our favorites and some things that maybe we're looking forward to. But don't limit your creativity or your imagination to what you hear on tonight's show. There's everything from, yes, the cop and the, you know, bad girl or the nurse. That's a very popular one, right? What are some other popular role plays?
I'll say the nurse, the doctor, sexy librarian, school teacher.
Uh-huh. Yep, all employed. Mm-hmm.
Fireman.
The pool guy.
Pool guy, yes. That's like every porno, the pool guy or the pizza delivery man. Like,
well,
I feel,
you know,
like, I think the pizza delivery man was definitely thought of by, I don't think women's job fantasies for men go to a pizza delivery guy because he definitely don't got benefits.
Yeah, but you know what, for like someone who's trying to explore their cougar role.
This is true.
That might be,
this is true.
Might be fun. I mean, I'll tell you, I am not going to tell anybody where I live, but I have a maintenance crew here, and they are the most unattractive men ever. But I always think about the day when they hire this really, really hot young maintenance man, and I'm going to lure him in from the pool and then, you know, act out the rest of the scene.
We want to know the rest of the scene.
No, I haven't thought about it too far, because then right when I get to this point of when I lure him in, that's when I realize that all of my maintenance men are absolutely unattractive. So, I never get to finish out the fantasy, but maybe that's something that I could role play with someone who is more attractive than my maintenance men.
This is true. So either that or somebody's going to try to get hired down at your spot, so.
Yeah, that is true. I can be like, you know, there is a requirement to working here.
So you could even set up the interview and have a maintenance man casting couch and all that.
So, all right, you're starting to pick up on some pattern, on something. It's confession time for Jasmine. I do like playing the role of, like, being in control or having some type of authority over the person.
Power.
Yeah. And the thing about it, I think, is that typically, I mean, I like to consider myself, I guess, a switch, which you got to listen to some of our other shows about our BDSM personalities. But for the most part, I mean, I tend to submit a little bit more than usual sexually than my normal persona. So I think when I go into role play, it allows me to get into a character that's a bit more powerful than usual. So, yeah. So tell us about one of your favorite role play scenarios.
One that I've already done or something.
Yeah. Something old, and then give us something new.
Something old, something new. I ain't getting married. Something old. I think my favorite old one was... So I had this woman in my acting class. I actually was in an acting class in college. And we all had to be an animal. And she just got on her, like, all fours and started being a cat and, like, rubbing up on my leg and everything. I didn't even know the girl at the time. And that shit just put it in my head that, I mean, I've always loved pussy, but I want my pussy to act like a pussy, if that makes any sense. So me and this woman, we played this whole role, like I had a bowl of milk on the floor for her and everything. There were certain places that I pet her that she enjoyed and started purring from. It was interesting. I think it was very different than the common role play, but I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, you got to be pretty good to purr. Nice.
Shit, I don't even know if she was playing when she was doing that. I think that might have been natural.
Nice.
But I don't know. I think it was good because I think everybody has like an animal that they resemble sexually, and that she just really had the steez of a feline. Like, she was very, very graceful. I don't know. She looked really good in leopard print, you know?
Oh, wow. So even she did the attire and everything.
Yeah. It definitely was. It was an all-in situation.
Okay, cool.
And I think that's also very important, though, when it comes to role play. Like, you gotta go all in. You can't half-ass it, because then one of the partners involved might be all in. If you only go in half, they're gonna feel either lost or, you know, could embarrass somebody too. You know, if they're really into it, mm-hmm. and you're unable to just let go and enjoy the moment, you know.
Yes and no. I would probably be the one that's a little less likely to do the whole, that costume. I know we were talking about, like, you know, the pizza guy and the fireman and now cat. I, when I think of role play, I like a lot more about the personality and less about the costume. And but I understand what you're saying. But to me, then it becomes a little bit gimmicky. So,
I don't mean that you have to wear a costume to be all in. I'm talking about the actual role play, about the mentality.
Okay.
Like, you can't be the pizza guy and then just start talking about some completely random thing that has nothing to do with that character. I mean, you have to go all in. You know, most of my fantasies don't involve costumes at all. It just involves situations. So you have to be able to keep up with the situation and thought process in order to turn me on.
Which I think is super important.
She didn't wear leopard print on the day she was a cat. She was butt naked. I just said she looked good in leopard print.
What school did you guys go to? Because I never got to perform butt naked cat walks in my classes.
We didn't carry out the fantasy at the class either, but that would have been nice. I would have loved to have done that in front of the class.
I know you would have. King, you must have been a hell of a student. But I think a really good and important part is, again, the assumptions about role play. You know, for example, that you have to dress up like a French maid, or, you know, like you said, if you're going to be a cat, that doesn't mean that you have to have tail and ears, but taking on the actual persona and trying to stay in character. One of the things that you also mentioned about being embarrassed, I think that is super important, that if your partner falls out of character, you know, it's okay. Don't make a big deal of it. Laugh it off, you know, continue to have a good time, and leave the door open to try again. It's hard. It's hard for us to even go to places sexually without taking on a role. But we hope that when you try different roles, it'll allow you to go places you've never been.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things about role play is every day in everyday society, you know, when you have to go to your job, you're not allowed to embody sometimes who you truly are. You know, most of us at our job to just say whatever we want to say, do whatever we want to do, be whoever we want to be. You know, you're confined to a certain role. So actually, I think, you know, the role play that we get to enjoy sexually can be even more who we are than who we have to be in everyday life.
Jeez, what does this say about me?
You're hungry for power.
I guess. I don't even know if I can handle anymore. So recently, I told you I'd share one of my experiences. Recently, I'm not exactly sure how I found myself in this situation, but it was very fun and very, very liberating to have this experience. But I was out of town and was staying at a hotel with one of my partners, and we decided that he should be hired for a job. Again, here I go with hiring people. Yeah, I like the people in my fantasies to be unemployed. And so we decided to kind of act out a scene, and the thing that was cool about it is that we didn't really think it all the way through. We kind of just went with it as it, you know, kind of just allowed it to develop by itself, which worked really well for me because I didn't get too hung up on the expectations. All I knew is that I was hiring this person to come give me a massage in my hotel room and, you know, kind of take it from there. So he actually, like, you know, went outside the room and knocked on the door. And so that part to me was just, it allowed me to kind of get into character. It wasn't like, you know, we're sitting in front of each other and we're like, okay, ready, set, on. So when I talk to clients about doing role plays, we always talk about how are you going to set it up. Is it going to be something you start from the minute that they, you know, come home from work? Or in this situation, you know, he actually left for a few minutes and came back. And, you know, did kind of the whole spiel as if he were a professional coming in to give me a massage. And then it sort of morphed into him being hired as an escort. So we were able to take the role, which,
okay,
of course, I know. Again, this is someone that I knew, and we did not, how do you say it, no money transpired between us. Here on the Mile High Club, we do not support any form of prostitution.
If you were in Vegas, then it's legal, and that should be.
Okay, we can say I was in Vegas, but
wait,
well,
don't go back home. I don't want police kicking down the radio station doors.
No, it really was just a very fun role play, and the cool thing that came out of it was I was able to really direct him exactly how I wanted to have sex that night, because for that moment I was hiring him, or that, you know, in that instance, in this role play, and he was completely submissive to, you know, whatever it is that I wanted. He was there to do a job. And then
something you can pay for it.
Yeah.
He better do that.
But it's and he
got
did.
A job
he did. And it was different than other times when we have, you know, engaged sexually, because I was directing, and so that allowed me to be a little bit more assertive sexually. And then also, you know, just like having someone not have any type of concern of what they want to do or how they want to be pleased. They're solely there to complete their job and make sure that you're satisfied and that you're going to call back, you know. So
yeah.
It was a lot of fun, and I almost didn't want to get out of character for like the remainder of the weekend. So, good times. That was more recent.
No more.
How about something new? What's something that you're looking forward to doing?
Well, I was actually going to say, tonight you fantasized about a masseuse. Being that I'm a masseuse, I feel special that my profession is your fantasized about the profession and what.
Absolutely.
That's nice.
I'm sure it's the things that we talk about.
Us masseurs are sexy people, you know. We're sexy people. But, it's interesting. I think a couple of my most recent massages I've had, clients actually want to do the Shades of Grey massage and be very much in character.
Okay.
So I had a recent client that really wanted to explore her sub side and be dominated and go all the way with the domination situation. So I think I've been able to explain a lot of different scenarios to people about where they would be subservient, how they can be subservient. You know, a lot of people, I think, when they think dom sub, they just think getting spanked or flogged or something like that, and that's mm-hmm. as far as it goes. But a truly dominant submissive situation is in the entire interaction between people. You know, some people like to get spanked. I know a lot of women who love to get spanked, so that's not a proper punishment anymore because they enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a true punishment should be something that someone doesn't enjoy. It's the only way they're going to learn from it. So that was what the situation entailed. I'm not going to get into too many details. I think I might have to have someone call in about that one.
Okay.
But for my personal role play fantasy, it all is just outdoor stuff. Like, I really want to have sex on like a train in New York or something. It sounds terrible. Well,
no,
like,
it doesn't. But what's the role? What's the role? Like just some
like
the
a
conductor?
A complete stranger. Like we staring at each other on the train, and we catch each other's eye, and we just can't stop looking at each other. So, without even talking to one another, we just move closer to one another and start grabbing and ripping each other's clothes off, and passionately just fucking the shit out of each other on the train.
You make me want to start taking public transportation, and we don't even have any here.
That's honestly though, that's my newest fantasy. I was, I'm all over the country. So, you know, sometimes when I'm back home in Jersey, I'll hop on a PATH train or go to New York and just ride the train just to gather my thoughts. You know, if you're driving everywhere, you have to be so focused. But on the train, sometimes you get a minute to just kind of people watch and just chill out a little bit, you know. So the last time I was riding on the A train, and I saw this woman. She was beautiful, and we caught each other's eye. My mind just went completely in a whole nother zone. I don't know if I had a visible erection on the train, I didn't care. Because it was just like, I have a very, very vivid imagination, and I was just picturing her and I just clearing out the whole train. Like, people were staying and watching, gathering around us, but kind of like just making our own space on the train.
Okay.
Like, either y'all gonna move or y'all gonna get fucked on. Pretty much was like my mind at that time. It was like, cause there's a lot of positions that you could do on the train. I mean, it's got all types of shit to climb on. You know, I think it'll be nice.
Ladies, if you are on the fast train and you lock eyes with me, either move or get fucked on. This sounds good. So, wow. Whew. Thinking of our listeners and those of you that may be interested in roleplay, or who have done some roleplay and maybe found yourself to be maybe not taken seriously, or on the opposite end where you just kind of were like, I can't go through with this, give it another try. Try to find some maybe more subtle roles. Some of the things that I have been playing with a little bit recently is role-playing over the telephone or via text message. Usually when I'm a little closer to seeing, my partner will come up with even different names, you know, come up with different names, different professions, different, you know, habits, even the way we talk, the different language that we use via text or telephone. And that way it's already set up when we see each other.
Right.
So,
give us an example of that.
Okay. This one was probably my favorite one, where, again, I was contacting him about a position that was open in my company, and he was playing a much younger man, kind of like an intern status. And I was offering a very, very, very high important job that he clearly was not qualified for, but I'd mentor him. So we kind of played that up for a while. Yeah. And then I saw him for his face-to-face interview. And let's just say he got the job.
Interesting. So, I think we have learned on this show, gentlemen, fellas, out there listening, interested in Miss Jet Set and Jasmine, you are going to have to be younger, and you're going to have to work your way to the top.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. So it was fun. I think it was fun for him, too, because he's not, you know, he is a professional in his field, and so it gave him an opportunity to, you know, allow me to take the lead. And
relive the come up, so to speak.
Yeah. It was fun. So I think that, and to me, it made me feel a little bit more comfortable, kind of having a little bit of time to think in between responses and really develop the character. So that may be a way for those of you that are not as into role play or a little nervous about how that could work in your relationship. We also do recommend that our clients that have been together for, you know, a long period of time and they're looking for new ways to spice things up, we always talk about that. And sometimes it's not physically, most of the time it's not physically, and role play is definitely one of those things that can, you know, give your relationship, your intimacy, a whole new meaning. And there's just so many roles and characters and situations that you can come up with, and if you ever need help, we're here for you. So I also want to just mention one other thing. Super important that that when you are, you know, that role play can be used to try things that you normally would not do, you know, with your partner. So for me, it probably wouldn't work with this individual if I just, you know, on a regular Thursday night decided that I was going to be, you know, a dominating person in the bedroom, or that I was going to take an authoritative role. So role play allowed us in a safe space to take on a different personality and see how we liked it. And I liked it a lot. So Nice way to explore. What do you think, King?
No, I think it's definitely important to try out new things and find out new parts of yourself. I think role play allows, just as you said, to step outside of the norm. But, you know, sometimes putting yourself in a situation that you wouldn't normally be in makes you respond in a way you might find something new about yourself, a new way to enjoy your partner or just sex in general. Put yourself on your feet, you know. And I think that's one of the, no two times when you make love should ever be the same. You know, whether it's role play or you're just being yourself. So I think the more creative you can be, there's endless possibilities, you know. So the more things you try, the more things you'll find out about yourself. If you think, you know everything about sex, there's always going to be something new to learn and something new to experience.
Absolutely. Well, I believe we come to the end of this episode of the Mile High Club. If you have any questions and you have some comments or want to share with us your thoughts on role play or even your experiences after hearing tonight's show, please send us a message at jetsettingjasmine@gmail.com, or there's numerous ways that you can find us on social media, Facebook at Jet Setting Jasmine, Instagram Jet Setting Jasmine, and Twitter Jet Set Jazz. And King, where should people share their experiences with you besides in the bedroom?
Well, you can email me, sensualnoir@gmail.com. You can hit me up on Instagram, TheKingNoir, that's TheKingNoire, on Instagram or Twitter, KingNoir. Please sext me in all forms. I'm always ready, able, and willing.
Yes, planes, trains, and automobiles.
Absolutely. Let's get it going.
Well, thank you so much for listening tonight, King. I enjoyed chatting it up with you. Everybody, have a wonderful evening, and I will let the man of the hour take us out.
This is a renaissance for the art of making love, just setting around the globe with the Mile High Club. Let Jill Scott sing for me, baby. What's up?
Good night.
Your hands on my hips, pull me right back to you. I cast that breath, give it right back to you. Your hands so deep, I'm breathing for you. You grab my brace, I shall back half for you. Your diesel engine, I'm squirting that oil. Down on the floor till my speakers start to boil. I flip shish, quick slip, hip dip, and I'm twisted. And your hands and your lips and your tongue trick. And you're so thick. Baby.